I'd like to share a thought with you from Rosh on this week's parsha. So in this week's parsha, there's a mincha, which the Torah talks about, which is called Minchas Chavitin, which was brought in two ofanim. One way it was brought was a kohen who a kohen had it. The first time he would come to the Beis HaMikdash, he would bring this special korban Minchas Chavitin. And then a kohen gadol would bring the Chavitin, Minchas Chavitin, every single day, a half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So it was called Minchas Chavitin, and the Kohen Gadol would bring it every single day. So at the average Kohen would bring it on Yom Chinuch, on the day that he was introduced into his avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kohen Gadol would bring it every single day. So Moshe has a thought over here. What is this lesson, which the fact that the Kohen Gadol brought the Korban Chinuch of the Kohen Hedyot, the Kohen Gadol brought it every single day. So Moshe sees in this that the thought process of the Kohen Gadol has to feel every day as if it's a brand new matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Kohen Hedyot. The first time he's being zoicha to do this, it's like something new and special. So the Kohen Gadol should think about every single day that he has the opportunity to be the Kohen Gadol, it's something new and special. The fact that he had it the day before does not mean that he has it the following day. He says, now, it doesn't mean that the Bezdin would remove him from his position, which is possible, but very rare in that possibility. But there are many things which can happen. Kohen Gadol could become get a mum. Kohen Gadol could become Tomei. The Kohen Gadol could die. So there are many different things which could happen, which would mean that he could no longer be the Kohen Gadol, either temporarily or permanently. So each day of the opportunity to be the Kohen Gadol was a new matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So each day he brought the brand new korban of the feeling of this is a special new thing which I did not have before, that I had something special new which is taking place today, which I am appreciative of and being excited about. The mashal which we would grapple with is, we think about the idea of the bar mitzvah boy, the first day he puts on tefillin. And there's such an excitement about mitzvahs, about this mitzvah. It's an extraordinary moment in his life, and he's so excited about it. We don't maintain that same enthusiasm, the same excitement, years later when we're putting on tefillin. But each day that we have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, we should really feel like that. And similarly, the Rambam, concludes that any situation where a person has been zoicha to a position in life, the fact that he had it yesterday does not mean he will have it today, and today does not mean he will have it tomorrow. So a person, whether that's a position of some type of authority over the tzibur, some type of leadership role in the tzibur, whether it means prominence, financial success, whether that means in the academic world, whatever that might be, the fact that the person has successful now, tomorrow his theorem can be disproven. A person can make an accusation against him which is not even true, but his reputation is damaged. Every single day there's a protection that Baruch Hu is putting over us, an opportunity he's giving us, and each day is a new matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be, we're zoicha to be in this role and have this opportunity and have this chus and have this greatness. And we need to be appreciative every single day of that and not take it for granted. If we would do that, we would then come to the whatever it is that we have with a freshness and with an excitement and with a dedication. The burnout that the person feels, I've been doing this day in, day out. It's a brand new thing that you just got today. So it would prevent that. The person would be so appreciative of the schools that he has. It would prevent the burnout that people get from the roles that they play. We're going to have a good Shabbos. Everybody should be safe.